Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Studio E at my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, the great radio stations all across the America and as around the world, too, and across the Internet and on the satellite. A lot of people listening tonight. We got the lines are pretty well hooked up there. I was looking at the people that were listening from the different places earlier. But a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, we certainly thank you for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That includes our FedEx, our UPS drivers. Also, Felix and the gang hauling the bulk mail around. Thank you so very much so we can get our mail today. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, that includes our Amazon warehouse folks listening to us and our Amazon drivers. Thank you so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on True Social. And, of course, we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things we have going on there. And you'll be glad you did. All righty. To California we go. I'm not sure if it's raining there or if it's snowing there or what it's doing there, but we understand we got a big mess of some sort out there. So here we go. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
All righty. And let's see here. The gang is telling everybody it's 63 degrees and they're comfortable. So there you go. Now, question, what is going on in California right now? I've seen rain, I've seen flooding, I've seen snow.
Well, that's right, Captain. After a little bit of a respite on Sunday, it looks like California, especially Southern California, is going to be in for about another 3 days of rain. Should last through Wednesday. Right now it's 48 degrees where I am. And, yes, you'll continue to get snow up in the higher elevations. And then, of course, also we'll be talking about the Grapevine, which was closed again. My understanding it's open now, but we're going to be updating that in the Trucker Highway and Byway Report.
Wonderful. All right, let's get to the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, in the mix of everything. Now, folks, I want to remind everybody before I get started, tonight at the Covenant Life Church here in Southwest Florida, 8490 McIntosh Road in Sarasota, from 6 to 8 p.m., they're going to have the COVID-19 vaccine adverse reactions And what it is you've got four doctors that will be present and a couple of researchers, and they're going to tell you about their work, and they want to know about you, too, whether or not you've had problems. This is a place where people can go and say things that maybe you can't say somewhere else. But Twyla Braze, a registered nurse who's taking care of COVID patients, will be there. Tamsin Rosenweiser, M.D., William Wood, M.D., Malcolm Williamson, also a doctor, will all be there to answer your questions and tell you what it is that you may not know about that you should know about, so you know how to take care of the next stage of whatever it is that's coming along here with COVID, as we all know, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we talked with Dr. Williamson last week on the program, Captain. It was very interesting, so it should be a very informative meeting.
Yep, we'll be talking to him again on the 5 o'clock hour this morning. So that's the Covenant Life Church, 8490 McIntosh Road, Sarasota, Florida, 6 to 8 p.m., and come out and hear what they have to say, because it'll be well worth attending. Well, speaking of attending, good Lord, is the legal noose tightening around Donald Trump's neck, literally, because of the special counsel now in Georgia? Their probe is hurtling towards possible charges. It looks like this is coming from the New York Daily News.
Yes, that's right, Captain. It looks like the charges could be imminent against the former president. This having to do with what they call election interference, classified documents, and also Trump's possible role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. So it will be interesting to see how this turns out. We've heard a lot about this. There was the foreperson of the jury who was out talking to the media just recently, but this would be explosive for sure for President Trump if, in fact, he's indicted.
And good morning to Wally in the chat room. He just chimed in, so glad to hear from you. And good morning to Catherine. I think she may still be up. She was up waiting the SpaceX launch, which got down to T-minus 5 minutes before they scrubbed it because of some sort of problem with the ignition of the five main engines. And I get that. You can't mess around with that stuff. So they're going to try to get everything taken care of and either launch it again later today or tomorrow. So there you go. That's the latest. But the SpaceX 6, as they're calling it, was scrubbed for tonight. So I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we are going to take it away, and thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And it is a Monday, and of course, a beautiful start to our week here weather-wise. My God, every day is going to be in the 80s for the rest of the week. And I mean, if you haven't come to Florida lately, come on down. Bring your wallet with you, but come on down. Now, I've been telling you about Relief Factor for 9+ years, and I've been telling you about it because I started to take it because I was kind of at my wit's end as to what I could take to get something to take care of this pain that I couldn't get rid of and the discomfort and the swelling and all that good stuff that I have and with the injuries that I've had. And I found out this stuff worked. Now, relieffactor.com/captain is the place where you go to check it out, relieffactor.com/captain. But let me just tell you about this. The combination of the all-natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help your body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain to begin with. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got by targeting the underlying problem areas by going straight to the source of the pain. Now, if you've got a pain in the wrist, a pain in the arm, pain in the back, pain in the shoulder, it's very apt to take care of all those areas because it goes into your system and goes to the pain. It's 100% drug-free, best part about it. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort, too. So, 1995 gets it all started. ReliefFactor.com/captain is where you go. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. 1995. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. 1995, three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay. Medicaid is reporting that they may drop as many as 14 million people from the program under the new rules that are out there.
A lot of people may be going, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my Medicare or my Medicaid and all that. But that's not exactly what this is about, is it?
Well, no, it looks like, Captain, that some of these being dropped from the rolls may not have qualified or should have been on Medicare in the first place. About 84 million people are covered by Medicare, and it's also grown, we understand, by 20 million people just since January of 2020.
And we have a lot of illegals that are on Medicare that aren't supposed to be there.
Well, that's right. That's right. Beyond life-saving or, you know, humanitarian medical assistance that is always rendered if you go to the hospital. But you're right. In terms of being institutionalized, they may be also culled from these roles.
All right. Let's go to the phone line here. Mike in Clearwater, what's up?
Hey, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? You know, you've got certain cities that are mainly in blue states that are kind of flirting with this universal basic income. You know, let's just cut people a check for $500 a month or $1,000 a month, and they can do whatever they want with that money, no strings attached. Now, in a perfect world, you know, I would love that, but we still have inflation that's, it's not as bad as it was, but it's still stubbornly high, and it's not seeming to go down. They're jacking up the rates. So how do the Democrats plan to pay for this universal basic income? You know, I guess it's take money from Peter to pay Paul. I mean, this is crazy.
Let me ask you a question.
Free money.
You're calling it universal basic income. Can you live on that?
Absolutely not.
All right, even if it's $1,000, you can't, right?
Oh, well, you know, it takes the burden off of people, and that $1,000 a month might be the difference between somebody living in poverty and somebody who's
right.
not.
But it's,
I mean,
not
child,
but it's not universal basic income. That's not what they're doing. They're supplementing people's incomes, trying to buy votes, if you want to put it bluntly.
Well, exactly. And I remember a few years ago, Captain, remember when, you know, right around when Biden first took office, I told you, you know, they're going to try something like this. And sure enough, here it goes. Let's just dole out money that we don't have. So what do you say, Kyle? It, to me, it's the most ridiculous thing. Thank you so much.
Okay, Kyle, you first.
Well, I think, thanks very much, Mike, for the call. I do think that the universal basic income that was touted in one of the previous elections here, and I don't think it's necessarily going to get a big national thing. It is being tried in a couple of different cities, as I understand. But hear this. I think that, you know, what will happen is it's actually a disincentive ultimately. Yes, it could buy votes because people think, oh, I'm going to get some free money, but it's a disincentive for real success. It's a disincentive for real hard work, because I think that some people, now some people may take that basic income and say, oh, I can do anything with this. I got this extra money and I'm going to put it into the till and I'm going to go out and be successful. But others may simply say, this is all I need. I'll find a way to live on this. I don't really have to work. And that's not good in a society. It's not good for the individual, ultimately.
No, it's not. And it is not universal basic income. It never has been. That may be a word that somebody along the line may have used. But do you think you can live on $500 a month, Kyle?
Well, of course not. Of course not.
How about $1,000?
No, of course not.
All right.
Of course not.
But the universal basic income, yeah, listen to me. The universal basic income that they have proposed has been as high as $2,000 a month at the federal level, which is still below the poverty level.
Well, right. And as you said, it is a way of garnering the affections of the voters, as it were. But also, Captain, Mike had mentioned about where is this money going to come from. I think it starts with a T. Pretty sure there'll just have to be greater taxation as well to fund all these kinds of things.
It also starts with the word M, military. They're going to take more money away from the military budget at a time when we are in big trouble around the world.
Well, exactly right. And I'm glad you bring that up, Captain, because so many things we seem to be focused on internal political strife, not solutions. I'm not going to use that word, but strife, as opposed to making sure that our country is strong enough to deal with whatever the coming thing is going to be as a result of the war in Ukraine, China on the rise, and Russia on the move.
Okay, and for you folks, I just got a couple of messages. Did the shuttle go up? No. They're still calling it the shuttle. The SpaceX 6, which is what it was called, which was going to be sending the crew of 6 to the space station to rotate out the crew that's up there, did not launch. It got down to T-minus 5. They had a problem with ignition in the 5 main engines, and they decided not to lock to shoot it up. They're going to wait till later today or tomorrow to do it once they get everything tested out and make sure everything works, right?
That's exactly right. It's a Falcon 9 rocket, we understand. They've tweeted out, SpaceX tweeted out about 30 minutes ago. They're standing down from the launch, and the vehicles are healthy, and the propellant offload has begun ahead of the crew disembarking the Dragon. So that was as of about 30 minutes ago, Captain.
And by the way, today is the 50th anniversary of the protests at Wounded Knee. Do you remember that?
Well, I do believe, I think it took place, 1973, and it had to do with wanting to impeach the tribal leader, I believe,
right.
of the Oglala Lakota tribe. That's right.
Mm-hmm. That didn't work. Somebody got killed over there. I think a federal agent got killed.
I believe so, and of course, the original incident at Wounded Knee, the massacre, occurred in 1890.
Now, one of our congressmen from Texas, or from Pennsylvania, said that Donald Trump finally drew the help that East Palestine, Ohio, needed by bringing much-needed supplies with him, and more coming behind him. In other words, after he left, more supplies came in from people affiliated with him. In the meantime, wait till you hear this. The Biden federal government has failed so far at every turn. Not enough supplies, not enough presents, not enough money, not enough guarantees of here's what we're going to do because you can't live in your house anymore. It says, oh, no, go back and move in your home. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Well, then let me ask you a question, Kyle. They predicted some 4,000 animals and wildlife would die, right?
Right, right.
We're up to 44,000 and counting.
It is an unbelievable tragedy, Captain. It sure is.
More than that. But we'll talk about that when we come back, because we got more to talk about. Kyle and I will be right back on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Monday morning, and having a good time here. Weather's great. Come on down.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A majority of the nation's business economists expect a U.S. recession to begin later this year than they had previously forecast, after a series of reports had pointed to a surprisingly resilient economy despite steadily higher interest rates. 58% of 48 economists who responded to a survey by the National Association for Business Economics envision a recession sometime this year. but only a quarter think the recession will have begun by the end of March, only half the proportion who had thought so in December. A Marvel comic book sequel remains the top movie in the U.S. and Canada. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania finished in first place at North American theaters for the second straight week, earning just over $32 million. Coming in second is the horror comedy Cocaine Bear with $23 million, followed by the faith-based film Jesus Revolution with $15.5 million. Julio Flores, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, we will take it right away. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, Mike Lindell sponsors this part of the program. MyPillow.com is where to go, MyPillow.com. He has got special prices on just about everything in the building, and I mean that literally. He's having a closeout sale on some of the older items that are there. He's having an overstock sale on some of the other items that are there. You can save anywhere from 50% to 90%, depending on what you're talking about. And you find out about all of that by going to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, click on that, use the promo code CAPTAIN to get in there, and then you'll find out where all the specials are and how much you can save on different items. Pillows, towels, sheets, slippers, pajamas, and more. And more. Mattresses, beds. Ask Wally how his bed is. He not only had a problem with it, but they said, send it back, we'll send you a brand new one. They did, and he's just as happy as a lark. Matter of fact, he probably fell asleep on us there. But anyway, fact of the matter is, for a limited time, you can take advantage of this by using the promo code CAPTAIN. And remember, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Take a look at the specials on the Radio Listener Specials page. You will save a bunch of money. Radio Listener Specials page, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we certainly need to drill home to the people that Joe Biden does not have any intention whatsoever of putting his feet on the ground in East Palestine, Ohio. And instead, he sends his inept, incapable transportation secretary there, Pete Buttigieg, who says, well, my job doesn't entail derailed trains. Really?
Well, I think that was, you know, I think that generally speaking, I don't think he expected to have to deal with this kind of stuff. I don't know that he said that particularly, but he did. I would think he came into this job thinking his primary focus would be to further the political agenda of the Biden administration, continue to deal with the idea of racism and wokeness and who's wearing the hard hats and on it would go. And they dropped the ball on this, Captain, like you wouldn't believe. It's not just a fumble. This is something worse than that, it would seem, because they have let the people of East Palestine down. They're letting the people down there, and they're letting the rest of America down. And it is really, really telling, I think, if Joe Biden seriously is not going to go there at all, I think it means that they're going to try to cut their losses. They hope people stop talking about this. They hope that it eventually just kind of goes away, because Pete Buttigieg already did a lot of damage with this.
This is going to become a major political blunder on their part. It's going to come back to bite them many times over, because they have absolutely, not just East Palestine, Illinois, they've not only inflamed the residents there, but they've all got relatives around the country. They've inflamed those people too.
Well, of course, because everybody, Captain, across these United States of ours, they can project themselves and say, well, what if the train derailed on the train tracks near where I live? This could happen to me easily. It doesn't matter where you live necessarily in the country, because the people in East Palestine are now everybody in the country. And so for this kind of major failure, now, obviously, first and foremost is the disaster and dealing with that. That's the first priority. Secondary is the political aspects of it, but that's also where the administration is going to suffer greatly here.
Now, with China growing closer to Russia and putting the world on notice about a one-China policy with regard to Taiwan, a former State Department official is warning businesses to get their China contingency plan ready to go.
Yeah, I would think that that's a really sage advice at this time, Captain, because when something happens with Taiwan, which we think will be in the near term, we don't know if it's 5 years from now or 10 years from now or a year and a half from now. We just don't know. But I do think businesses that deal with Chinese business in some way are going to have to be ready if China decides to retaliate using everything it has, including its economic power.
Now, this is what we do know that happened over the weekend. Wuhan. What was Wuhan famous for?
Well, that's the Wuhan lab, you know, where it appears that the COVID-19 virus was being worked on. It got out.
Another reputable, proven by facts report has come out that the Wuhan lab leak was more than likely the cause of the COVID pandemic around the world.
Well, yeah, where else would it have come from? We know all about the gain of function research. We know about the funding and all the stuff that was going on. And even at that time, Captain, when the whole thing started, you know, we talked about the idea that, you know, this is either a mistake. It got out and it was sloppy, something else happened, or it was deliberate. I don't see that there's some other bizarre possibility that could have occurred. And if they're working on these things to see if they can make them into weapons, namely that gain-of-function research, then it should be of great concern, because it could happen again.
Well, now that the Republicans are aware of this, they are demanding demanding an apology from the Biden administration for misleading the country. And they're demanding that Joe Biden hold China to full account for what they've created, including damages, financial damages.
Well, and isn't that something that former President Trump had talked about early on as well? You can't break the world literally and then there just be no consequence and you're not responsible for anything. But, of course, the Chinese, by the way, Captain, the Chinese government has said time and again, if I recall correctly, that no, this came from the United States.
Yeah, the United States military.
Right, exactly. So it's going to be finger-pointing back and forth. But I think most people who've taken a look at this would likely come to the same kind of conclusion. If you go to Wuhan, and you have this lab that they're working on this stuff, and then people started getting sick around there, and then it got transferred to the rest of the world via airplane and so forth, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's hard to say, oh, no, it was the Americans. That doesn't make sense.
Well, Fauci and his crew are up to their eyeballs in this.
Well, of course, because as I mentioned earlier about the gain of function.
Yep.
And Fauci knew about all this stuff from what we can tell.
That's right.
And this is stuff we probably shouldn't be messing around with. Now, I understand you have to have parity and all this other kind of stuff, but also this was happening in China. Why were we supporting gain of function research in China? This methodology and this notion that you could have a weapon of war like this is more madness.
Well, the reason why is because we were probably trying to keep people quiet.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, exactly.
Pay them off, keep them quiet.
Well, sure. But the very fact that this kind of research was happening to begin with, I think most Americans are very, very concerned about.
But we were told it to begin with. Right up front, we were told it by the Trump administration that there was this stuff going on with Wuhan, China, and that they thought to begin with, right from the beginning, that that's where this came from. But, oh, no, it got tossed up in a different manner. Hey, listen.
Well,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, thank you, Captain. I was simply going to say, well, and of course, then you couldn't call it the Wuhan virus anymore because then that was offensive in some way. But if it originated in Wuhan, we have other viruses that originate in different parts of the world, and they're sort of they're named for kind of where they started to emerge. But there was a political correctness about this.
Well, we're going to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report on the way back, but I want to throw this out there for further discussion when we come back. Joe Biden actually had a talk with Kenya's young adults in Kenya, that's over in Africa, about sex and condoms. Wow. Wow and wow. I'll be right back with more. Folks, could make that up if you had to. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The focus I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Help them take it outside to the fussing and the cussing and the shoving and the
doing the honky tonk stomp. Kyle, how about you? You got you don't have your boots on. You got your slippers on, right?
I got my MyPillow slippers on.
So you're doing a honky tonk stomp in your pillows. All
right. In MyPillow slippers.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
It's very comfortable. It's very comfortable.
Yeah, especially when you got a stomp. Okay, well, no, that's a keeper, that one there by Brooks and Dunn. That's a keeper. By the way, the video that comes along with that, they actually shot out in Amarillo along I-40. I know exactly where those vehicles are that they got stuck nose into the ground like that. And I've been by it a couple times. It's kind of like a little, like a little park where you can pull into, but it's pretty neat. So anyway, let's take a look. Now, out west by you, I've got some wind. I got a little bit of rain, but I got a lot of snow in the mountains again. And I mean a lot of snow, especially north of you, up over the Grapevine north all the way to Oregon and over along the Nevada line coming out of the mountains to the east of you, going up towards Nevada and all the way towards Reno, it looks like. So then you got more you got more weather up in Washington State where it's snowing again up there, especially up on east of there, Snoqualmie Pass, east of Seattle. But we've got everything that was out west is over to the east this week. We got a whole bunch of wind, a lot of wind going on. And we are going to get some weather, but you tell me what's going to happen out west there for a day or two.
Well, Captain, as you know, we're looking at about another 3 days of rain here, at least in the Southland, but also up in Northern California. We understand that on today, Monday, the 27th, we're going to have a lot of Northern California schools are going to be closed because of the weather conditions up in Northern California. Also, out at Cajon Pass, that's Interstate 15, as you're heading out from Orange County and Riverside County up through Victorville on your way to Las Vegas, Nevada, you had whiteout conditions there. Also, up in Lake Arrowhead, you said talked about the storms up in the mountains, burying vehicles up in that area as well. We're getting higher elevations, can see as much as 8 feet of snow. So it's definitely a big deal to deal with. You also mentioned the Grapevine, I believe. Earlier today, California CHP reopened the Grapevine earlier on Sunday afternoon. So we're going to continue to keep watch on that. But some people, of course, have been cut off when the Grapevine is closed because of those weather conditions. And also, as you mentioned, Captain, we do see the snow in the mountains. We definitely have some rain happening right now going up California 99. If you're starting around Bakersfield, you're definitely going to be in rain all the way up through Merced and then a little bit on I-5 right now. But we got snow on Donner Pass tonight, this morning here on I-80. If you're coming out of Reno, so be aware of that. And then we also have, of course, the more of these winter weather storm warnings going all the way up through Oregon, up through Portland, up to Seattle. Then also over in southern Wyoming right now along I-80, looks like we're going to get more snow there, gusting winds up to 30 to 40 miles per hour, and it's going to be blowing snow through Monday night. More next hour, and back to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to go down into Oklahoma. We've got a lot of wind coming across I-40 tonight, especially out there in the panhandle going towards Amarillo. A lot of wind. And then it gets just as strong going over into Mexico. But coming down south out of Amarillo, down into Lubbock, down into Midland, you got high wind warnings all the way down through there, as well as down below to the Texas-Mexican line. Coming out of El Paso, wind all the way across to 10 and 20. And 20 all the way to Dallas to the Metroplex, just north of San Antonio. Windy conditions there. We do have some fog again along the Gulf of Mexico around Corpus Christi, and then up around Beaumont, over across Louisiana, right on the water's edge there, around to Pascagoula, Mississippi. You'll find fog in there. Got a lot of wind tonight that's blowing. And it's going to stay that way for the most of the day in Missouri, the southern half of Illinois, the southern half of Indiana, the western third of Ohio, all of Kentucky, all of Tennessee, northern part of Georgia, northern half of Alabama, northern half of Mississippi, and the northeastern quadrant of Louisiana, as well as most of Arkansas tonight will have wind. We do have some rain up in the northern part of Illinois towards Chicago. Do have some rain going across the northern part of Indiana, which takes you from Gary all the way over to South Bend. Some rain in the northwest corner of Ohio around Toledo. We do have some snow tonight in the upper peninsula of Michigan, over off to the east side of Lake Michigan. And then on the west side of Lake Michigan, over there in Wisconsin, we have a winter storm warning about the middle of the state on the line that goes over across halfway, just below Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities. Snow on a line over there all the way across over towards North and South Dakota. We do have some rain, snow, sleet mixture, Duluth on down to the upper part of Michigan, and then over across the top part of Wisconsin to Green Bay. And in upstate New York tonight, you got a mixture of snow and sleet and freezing rain coming up I-81 out of Poughkeepsie all the way up towards Albany and up into the Adirondacks. Same thing for the mountains of Connecticut, mountains of Vermont. And that's about the way it's looking, except for a little gale warning there around North Carolina and Virginia. And Kyle, tell us why we want to go to the Pilot and Fly J.
Well, Captain, we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Number one, they're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States. And also, they want to be your oasis out there on the road. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com to use their locations function. It's real easy to use. You'll find the location nearest you so you can plan your route accordingly. And you also want to download and join up with their My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app, again, available at pilotflyingj.com. It's the best fuel rewards out, best fuel rewards app, I should say, out there on the road for pro drivers and everybody else as well. Start earning 4 points per gallon with just 6 fills. Have to try that with 15 fills with the other guys when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. You'll also get two free drinks every week, get special offers on food, drink, snacks, and other great gear at the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and make sure you know where they are, guys and gals, if you're making a trip. So if you get caught short somewhere because of the weather, you know where to head for. You know, waiting to figure out where the next truck stop is when you're in the storm is not the right way to do it. Plan your trip well ahead is the best way to do things. I know, I did it all the time. So there you go. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Hour number one's in the books. Then we come back with hour number two. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.